those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
Welcome to Devilish Gentlemen Radio, a collection of classic music from a true Devil May Care era of romance, style, and sophistication. Join us for an era of supper clubs, smoky jazz lounges, tailored suits, and songs about love, loss, and life with your host, Robert Shirley, only on Radio Free Satan.
Wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Devilish Gentlemen Radio. I'm your host, Robert Shirley, and tonight you found your way, whether by chance or design, into the Vintage Hellfire Club. Pour yourself something strong, dim the lights, let the past misbehave. We'll be hearing selections of vintage jazz, exotica, blues, and experimental sound, something that feels less like a playlist and more like a descent into another world. We begin where all good evenings should, with a warning. Our first tune curls through the dark like smoke you swear is watching you back. You're listening to Devilish Gentlemen Radio, only on Radio Free Satan.
Thank you. St. James in Paris. So fair. Let her go, let her go. God bless her. Wherever she may be, she will search this wide world over, but she'll never find another sweet man like me. Now when I die, bear me in my straight leg breeches, put on a box back coat and a studs and a hat, put a $20 gold piece on. So you can let all the boys know I died standing pat. Folks, now that you have heard my story, say, boy, hand me over another shot of that booze. If anyone should ask you, tell them I got those St. James in a Paris blue.
Come along the man I love, and he'll be big strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me, smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him someday. Maybe Sunday, Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Ah, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day, and we'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you, would you, would you, would you? So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Someday he'll come along, the man I love. He'll be big and strong, the man I love. When he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand. Then in a little while, he'll take my hand. So All else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I will meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday, my good news day. Then we'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. We'll be right back.
And we started off with Artie Shaw's Nightmare, followed by A Visit to the Infirmary with St. James Infirmary Blues by Cab Calloway. Anita O'Day flirts with the end in The Man I Love, and Charles Mingus rumbles the floor with Moanin'. Our next block covers a wide range of emotions, but all of them belong down here with us in the Vintage Hellfire Club. We begin with bursts of volatile energy, followed by eerie calms, a tune about accepted sadness, a dream of an exotic other world, and a judgment being delivered. Let's start off with A Natural Disaster, only on Devilish Gentlemen Radio.
Oh. people can watch while I'm scrubbing these floors, and I'm scrubbing the floors while you're gawking. Maybe once you tip me and it makes you feel swell in this crummy southern town, in this crummy old hotel, but you'll never guess to who you're talking. No, you couldn't ever guess to who you're talking. Then one night there's a scream in the night and you wonder who could that have been. And you see me kind of grinning while I'm scrubbing. And you say, what she got to grin? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, with a skull on its masthead, will be coming in. You gentlemen can say, hey gal, finish them floors, get upstairs, what's wrong with you, earn your keep here. And you toss me your tips and look out to the ships, but I'm counting your heads as I'm making the beds, cause there's nobody gonna sleep here tonight. Nobody's gonna sleep here, honey. Nobody. Nobody. Then one night, there's a scream in the night, and you say, who's that kicking up a row? And you see me kinda staring out the window. And you say, what she got to stare at now? I'll tell you, there's a ship, the Black Freighter, turns around in the harbor, shooting guns from her bow. You gentlemen can wipe off that smile off your face, cause every building in town is a flat one. This whole frickin' place will be down to the ground, only this cheap hotel standing up safe and sound. And you yell, why do they spare that one? Yes, that's what you say. Why do they spare that one? Through the noise and to-do, you wonder who is that person that lives up there. And you see me stepping out in the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter runs a flag up its masthead and a cheer rings the air. By noontime, the dock is a swarming with men coming out from the ghostly freighter. Noon by the clock, and so still at the dock, you can hear foghorn miles away, and in that quiet of death, I'll say, right. pile up the bodies. And I'll say, that'll learn ya. And the ship, the Black Freighter, disappears out to sea.
You're listening to Devilish Gentleman Radio, only on Radio Free Satan. Hail Satan. Unapologetic, the third collection of essays by author and podcaster Robert Shirley, is the most revealing installment in his ongoing exploration of modern Satanism, specifically the personal philosophy he calls neutral wisdom. Unapologetic is a raw, forthright exploration of the author's life through the lens of modern Satanism, presented in two parts. Part one builds on his previous works, offering essays that dissect his worldview, personal evolution, and the philosophy that empowers him. Part two presents the Neutral Wisdom Manifesto, a distilled declaration of the beliefs and principles that guide him. Together, these pieces form a portrait of a man embracing his identity with clarity, sovereignty, and zero apology. Unapologetic is more direct, more personal, and more confrontational in its honesty than any of Robert Shirley's previous works. Hard copies available April 30th, 2026 through Dark Moon Press, and ebooks through Amazon.com. I will live my life as a story I authored, not one I inherited, and for that I am completely unapologetic.
Welcome back to Devilish Gentleman Radio. Just before the break, we heard Tumpa by Ima Sumac, Julie London's You Can't Go Home Again, Quiet Village by Les Baxter, and Pirate Jenny by Nina Simone. Next up, we build structure in Cities of Sound, We Dream Again, and then The Voice returns. And we close out with a favorite of this show. You're listening to Devilish Gentleman Radio, only on Radio Free Satan.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Artistry and Rhythm by Stan Kenton, Voodoo Dreams by Les Baxter, Ixtabay or Lure of the Unknown Love by Ema Sumac, and Caravan by Duke Ellington. As we start to wind down our devilishly indulgent evening, let us begin our last set with Getting Caught Between Two Bad Choices, then move on to something a little more fragile. We close out with a prayer or something like it. You're listening to Devilish Gentlemen Radio.
I don't want you, but I'd hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. You've got me in between. Yes, you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
money, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fires closed the town.
Mm-hmm.
Bad luck and trouble overtook me.
Yeah.
Now I'm down to go down, down.
All right.
Lord, have mercy, please.
Oh, yeah. How come?
Please have mercy on me.
How come? How come?
Yeah. If I done somebody wrong, won't you have mercy if you please? Yeah.
That was Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea by Miss Ella Fitzgerald, Chet Baker's My Funny Valentine, and Ray Charles and B.B. King with The Sinner's Prayer. And with that, the hour fades, and it looks like the sun is starting to come up. You don't have to go home, but you sure as hell can't stay here. Make sure you join us for the next episode of Devilish Gentlemen Radio, only on RadioFreeSatan.com. This is Devilish Gentlemen Radio, reminding you to be mindful of the quiet moments in the spaces between thoughts. Stay curious and stay dangerous. Until then, may you live to be 100, and may the last voice you hear be mine. Hail Satan.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again.